Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Yeah, this is one of those topics that's like, you know, it's tough. The talk about the birds and the bees. And and this mom sent us a message and she said it's resulted in a falling out. I had the talk with my 9-year-old daughter. The 9-year-old mentioned something to her friend who's 10. And now I'm no longer friends with the mom and the kids haven't been able to hang out. And it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, does that happen? And if you've had any experience like that, 79 Coast, 792-6278. And look, I want to say there's also no right or wrong answer. I mean, never addressing this stuff with your kids. I guess they'll get it somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's probably the only thing near a wrong, like you, right? Like you kind of have to at some point.
Yeah. Mm.
But otherwise, it's different for every family, every parent, every person, you know. But so anyway, so let me get some of the response here. Go ahead. I know you don't want to say your name, but go ahead.
Okay. So my take is, so I had a helicopter mother.
Mm. Kelly Toll.
Okay.
And my parents were divorced. And my mother was actually way, way worse than Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is that possible?
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Kelly, just kidding. I love you.
All aboard.
As a female, I had started menstruation at a young age, like 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
wow, that's young, right?
Yeah. Like, no one told me what it was, what to do.
Oh, that's scary.
Like, so I really relied on my friends, and of course, I went to a Catholic school.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
so
God.
They don't give a health class or anything.
Right.
Right.
And so it was really...
You're like, so there's something with blood, and their response is...
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
Okay. Okay, so you learn from your... Wait, so you start to... I assume you got your period, you mean?
Yes.
And you're 10, and you had to go to friends?
Yeah, because I didn't know what was going on.
And they're probably like, whoo!
They're like, I don't know either.
I don't know either.
Oh, my God!
Get a Band-Aid.
Yeah. Call an ambulance.
Yeah, we were playing, like, Red Rover or something, like, at recess. And
wait a minute. It happened during Red Rover?
Yeah, is that a joke?
Yeah.
Is there...
Yeah.
Oh my! You poor girl. This is terrible.
This is awful.
This is terrible.
I had gotten in the stomach, so I thought I was like dying.
Oh my God! You poor thing. I know I can't get over that either. You poor thing. Yeah, oh my God.
I get like it can be uncomfortable and stuff, but like also like if the mom's not comfortable doing it, like her daughter's going to have a really
right. So in other words, for you, 9 and 10 would not have been too young for you. It actually would have helped you out.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Well, we're so sorry.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You too. You can text us if you want. Type in the word topic as the first word of your text message and text that to 77,000. Oh, yeah. Here we go. So a couple texts already came in. My sister's mom, so maybe it's half-sisters or something?
Yeah.
Or stepsisters. My sister's mom stopped my sister from seeing me anymore when we were like 12 after my mom told me about sex and what it meant.
Well, then you just make the kid scared. Like, what's so wrong that I can't, you know?
Right. Mm. Yeah. I had a falling out with a friend a few years ago because she had absolutely no parental controls on her son's tablet and no supervision, and he was looking at dirty stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
And my 7-year-old son saw that stuff.
Okay, well, that's maybe a little different.
That is a little different.
Yeah, agreed. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's no really controls there, what else aren't they controlling? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I can see my helicopter landing.
You see the helipad?
Yeah, I can feel
coming
it.
In for a landing.
I can feel myself coming in for a landing and be
check
like,
check the wind sock.
Yeah. Kelly's
which
like,
direction's that wind? I gotta come in fast.
Kelly's calling the jetport. Put that bird in the air.
Yep.
You're not going over to that
fuel up.
Landing pad.
Fuel up. She's ready to go.
I can feel it.
Yeah.